And so I think it's important to make this distinction. Nowhere in here does it say a person has to keep believing the resurrection in order to be saved. We believe once, we are saved forever. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we are answering another listener-submitted question. Let's dive right in. This is question number 47, which you can find on BibleLineMinistries.org. Find the little Q&A section, click on that, and you can follow along with this question. Here's what our listener asked. How do you explain to a person that brings up 1 Corinthians 15:2? They use that verse to say you have to keep on believing or you have believed in vain and could lose your salvation. Well, that's not what the context says, and I think a lot of these errors in these listener-submitted questions, not the errors in the listener, but in the people that bring these charges of you have to keep on believing, or you believed in vain, a lot of them lack biblical context. I've been quoted as saying this before, context is king. If you understand the audience to which the writer of a book in the Bible is writing, you're going to understand what he means. You're going to understand what he's trying to address. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is the largest discourse in the entire Bible on the importance of the resurrection. And we have to understand that. We see in 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4 what the gospel is. And then verses 5 through 11 talk about the significance of people seeing the resurrected Christ. Because if Jesus remained in the grave, then later on in 1 Corinthians, we're told we are of all men most miserable. Why? Because we don't have a Savior. We have a man who claimed to be what he was not, and he stayed dead in the grave. I think the Corinthian believers had already believed unto eternal life. The fact that they were called saints and the elect according to God is very important. I want you to see that here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 2, this is in the greeting that Paul is writing to them. We'll start in verse 1. He says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother, verse 2, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Earlier I said to the elect, I meant to the sanctified. That's what he says here. Called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Very clearly in the introduction, which I don't think we should overlook, he's talking to people who are sanctified and they're also called saints. Read the rest of 1 Corinthians and you can see that they are not believers that are in a good spiritual condition. I want you to note this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In verse 1, he says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. This is very important. There is a line that is drawn between a person who is young in their faith, and also they can be described as carnal, because they're not walking in the Spirit. They're fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. Verse 3, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Then he begins a whole list of things that he goes through. And chapter 15 is also an issue that could be called a division. Because in 1 Corinthians 15:1, he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received. Now, I believe that can be, I don't think we should parse hairs there to say they received that in that they heard it or that they believed it with mental or intellectual assent, but not personal faith. Why should we not put them in that category? Because they're already called sanctified. They're already called babes in Christ. They're already called the church. They're a part of that body of Christ. So they have believed sufficiently unto eternal life, but they're now falling away from a truth, specifically the truth of the resurrection. Hey, before we continue on, just want to remind you to subscribe to the YouTube channel here, hit that red subscription button, and hit the notification bell, select all. And if you have any kind of Bible question, you can send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we will do our best to provide a written answer and maybe even make a video just like this. Make sure that you like, comment, and share the video because that does a lot of good for the channel. Let's get back to the answer. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. To believe in vain is to make their faith useless because they deny the resurrection. That's why he says in verses 3 through 4, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." I don't think there was much contradiction or division on that. But verse 4 is the emphasis, "and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." The Scriptures in which he's claiming are it's according to is the Old Testament. Then he says in verse 5, "seen of Cephas, of the 12, verse 6, "seen of above 500 brethren at once. Many of them are still alive. Verse 7, "he was seen of James, then of all the apostles." Verse 8, "I, Paul, saw him, and I'm the least of the apostles." But he says here, we have to be very clear that he did rise from the dead. So what does it mean to believe in vain? Well, there's two different things that could mean here. The first thing is that they did not believe correctly, that they had believed in some type of works-based message, faith in Christ plus works. I don't think that that's what's up here. I think they're not going to be saved from chastening. They're not going to be saved from the punishment that comes from their carnality in denying the resurrection after they have already believed it. And now their faith is useless, not useless before God, but useless to save them from any kind of error that they could go down the way. Think of a Corinthian believer now. How are they going to lead a person to Christ if they teach that Jesus did not rise from the dead? They have believed that once, but now they've been swindled into this different type of belief. How are they going to be effective? How can we look forward to the rapture or a new body or the glorification that is yet to come that John teaches in 1 John 3 if there is no resurrection? It's a contradiction. And so Paul is saying your faith is in vain. Not that it was not honored by God, but you can't use it. It's of no use. It's very similar to the way James uses the word dead in James chapter 2. And so I think it's important to make this distinction. Nowhere in here does it say a person has to keep believing the resurrection in order to be saved. We believe once, we are saved forever. And that is a doctrine called once saved, always saved. I kind of bristle because that becomes such a point of contention, but it shouldn't be. It's just what the Bible teaches. And it's going to shipwreck people's faith when they move away from the truth of the Scripture. Jesus rose again from the dead. Now we begin to question that. Did he really die? Did he really experience separation from his body, or did he just pass out? I mean, all these different things come into play, and the Bible says very clearly he died and rose again. And so Paul is reminding them, stick to that so that your faith can be profitable to God in order for him to bless you and also to other people. It's very important to understand that. So this warning to them was about their growth in the Lord, and I hope that makes sense. Make sure you check back with us next time. Keep it right here. Until next week, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless.
If you enjoyed today's episode of BibleLine, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. BibleLine is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.